otro episodio de La Chercha, señoras y señores. I am Tommy 5000.
I am Masi Maserati.
And I'm Ivan Manillo.
Yo, we are back.
We are That's back.
We had a crazy pilot episode for this season.
Yeah, yes. It was dope.
And it was fire.
And it was very controversial.
Very
you know.
Much. It was not controversial. It was very communicative.
Yeah, well, yes. Very you know,
educational. Había una democracia en esos chavos.
Shout out to everybody who commented.
I want to say we like that. Controversial because there was one thing that stuck out, which was, you know, you saying you would be okay if the man cheated as long as the bills are paid.
Yes.
And there was a lot of people like, oh, esa mujer no puede hablar por toda y nadie se siente así. It's so sad to see a woman speak this way, a whole bunch of stuff. You know, but there's women that were like, you know what, she's right.
Yeah,
she's
man.
Right about it.
You gotta be woke these days. Porque mira, if every woman understood that every man cheats, pero it's their nature. It's their nature.
It's not our nature.
Is it nature?
I'm not saying that it's okay to cheat.
It's not our nature.
Or is it that...
So vamos a abrir Pandora aquí ahora otra vez.
Espérate. Now, I wanna ask something because that's wild. Because I feel like, is it that it's second nature for a man to cheat, or is it that women se descuidan con el hombre en la cama y no le dan
no.
su necesidad?
False.
Because to tell you the truth, when you're in love with a woman Lord. And you know you got your one woman, let's say you ask, yo, I want to have sex four times a week, and that shit ain't happening.
You gotta go outside Tommy. The relationship.
You start to look. You start to look around.
You gotta look around.
No,
you
cannot look
around.
You guys have to understand. In a relationship, there's ups and downs all
That's
the time.
True.
Just because there's and down moments, you can't be go cheat. But it does happen.
What? There's a lot of ups. From 7 in the morning to 8, I'm up. Mm. All right, you up too, sir? At that time,
I'm up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So why are we? If we're both up, why are me and Tommy not getting the loving that we deserve
man.
At 7:30?
Guys, this is a safe place. Yo lo entiendo. Pero if a man
uno pajeándose,
cheats, if you're gonna cheat, en que sea, do something for me. At least respect me enough not to show me. Respect me enough to have these bitches under control.
Well, you
sure
wouldn't be
pay,
getting cheated
make
sure on if you give me some loving, baby.
At least.
Who
are
you giving that loving to?
Word.
Because if we're in this relationship, we here to fuck.
How I see you every
I'm
day.
I'm going to love my man.
We fucking
I'm
every
man.
Day.
There's times that we don't want to fuck, guys. There's times that we don't want that. We don't want it.
Well, if you don't
want
it,
want it
somebody
time.
Else want it.
No, just because we don't want it at that moment doesn't mean that you guys can go and get
you
know somewhere
I think,
else.
I think you got to make yourself available.
You do,
see
you
what
do.
I mean, ladies?
Una pajita. Una paja uno. Just, yeah.
Yeah,
it.
Una pajita. And
you
just
know,
wait until your girl is good.
No.
He said que la haga tú.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all
he didn't say go. I'm going to go in the bathroom and hacerme una
sí,
paja.
Sí, hágase la paja mejor que
babe,
cheating.
Un masajito.
Is it not better?
¿Tú me entiendes? Something.
No, it's not better.
We don't got to fuck
We like
time.
Foreign hands.
Sometimes we don't want to be
Hello,
touched.
Hello, foreign
okay.
hands.
There's times that we have mad things going on.
Let's get a shout out to our sponsor. Shout out to LMP, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
shout out to Merienda
shout
Morena.
Out.
Shout out to Bitter Cupcakes Lingerie. Hey. Anitos Gaming, ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay. Like,
you got to make yourself
it's
available.
It's okay for a woman.
I think you got to make yourself available for it. I think it has to be a thing where it's like, he was a club promoter and he was a club owner as well. And at one point, you know, he would come home late from the club and it would be 3-4 in the morning. And she had to go to work. And she'd just be like, yo, ¿tú sabes qué? Come in. Take care of yourself with my body. Mm-hmm. Like, don't expect me to be moving up around and jumping up and down. Pero si tú lo quieres meter, mételo. Vente y duérmete.
I agree.
And
I've
think,
done that before.
I think that is the perfect example of availability. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? Yo trabajo por la mañana. No me jodas. coño, a esta hora tú vienes.
Esa necesidad.
Bro, el amor se hace en 15 minutos.
That's a long time, 3 minutes. That's a long time, Tommy. 15 minutos.
15 minutos.
And I always say, if you if you want sex from your partner, initiate the sex. I swear to God, initiate. Gotta grab her pussy.
But that's the problem. That's the problem. You want to feel wanted too.
No, you gotta initiate.
You want to feel wanted.
If you check
you
cameras,
will in a few minutes when you start.
If you check the cameras in my house, you can see all the sexual harassment that goes on.
There you go. Right? And still, does it work for you, huh?
Bro.
And still,
there's rejection. There's rejection at times.
You know,
yes.
I'll be in the bathroom like, yeah, I don't know that. Luego se en la cocina.
Ladies, you see how sexual these men are?
No.
This is telling you that they cheat.
No, that's not true.
So if they're gonna cheat, que me paguen mi bill, que me tengan bien. Do you hear this, ladies? Do you hear this? How much they complain? That means they will cheat. So que sea, busca tu hombre que te pague la gente, que te pague de top, que tú estés tranquila en que sea.
Yo, let's get out of here. She set us up.
Jonathan,
let's get out of here.
You see, you see.
Ganaron.
What do we got? What do we got, Jonathan? What do we got?
Interesting point she's bringing up. I mean, right now with AI, everybody can have a piece. AI now. It says here that AI is creating digital versions of people. You can compensate.
Oh,
people.
I saw that.
DM people like
that.
So, for example,
I also saw one lady that she's going to get married to a hologram.
To a hologram. He was eating dinner with her, and like, it's a whole
How
world.
Lonely are you that you're going to marry a hologram? Like, you're that lonely. Is somebody that mujer?
Tú en tu casa, sí. Hola, mi amor.
Is that people suck sometimes?
Y nadie está ahí.
They do, but a hologram is a replica of us. So, va a tener defecto.
No, porque un hologram, tú le dices lo que haga y lo hace. Un hombre, tú le dices.
Pero él no te va a tocar físicamente. Tú nunca vas a sentir.
So, women don't care about physical
touch
or nothing. Bro, mira,
el hombre.
Some women just want to live good. There's a man at the house y también.
I've seen men marry the dolls. Ay, señores, por mi cumpleaños quiero una muñeca de esa, 3,500, por favor, una de
color. The real doll.
I seen the videos where the guy marries the girl, right? Y esa gente vive feliz porque la mujer no habla.
Y nunca tiene un dolor de cabeza.
Sexy,
ustedes
quieran. Go the sexy one, there you go.
Y nunca tiene.
En esa relación, el que limpia es él, el que cocina es él, el que paga la gente. Ella lo que está ahí es para poner esa nalga. Él la viste, la lleva al cine, la lleva a la cama, la da de comer. Él la tiene que limpiar y bañarla también. Ese tigre está
No
feliz.
Tiene dolor de cabeza.
Es tan sinvergüenza que se divorcia cuando quiere otra. Dice que se está poniendo vieja.
No se pone vieja. Se queda igual.
Igualito.
Sí, se pone vieja porque cada año sale una más nueva y mejor.
It's like an iPhone. They're going to be better titties, better ass.
Yo, I'll be excited about them dolls. I can't wait. Yo, el día que yo tengo una de esas, va a haber problemas en mi casa. ¡Serio! Problema serio.
Would you consider a relationship with AI?
No, I would not.
Absolutely not.
I need that.
Yeah, I need that physical touch.
That fake shit.
No, I need to touch a real body, a real man.
You hear this?
Yeah, I need to like... Absolutely not.
We need to be out here sweating.
The CEO of the company, his name is Sam Liang from Otter Company. He says AI avatar could soon replace you in meetings. And not just that. It could also take questions and handle discussions just like you do. So the AI learns and becomes you. That's the idea.
Becomes a human.
Yeah, they're
but
about
to...
Nah,
like
they don't know what I'm going to answer. Shut up.
Man, cuando te maten, like iRobot, that movie iRobot Will Smith.
Bro.
Malfunction, y te matan una vez.
¿Tú crees que un AI version of you is going to answer like you?
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah,
bro.
I believe so.
You're talking to el ser humano todavía, en esta historia, el ser humano, se limpia si eso, sin ver si se limpió bien. There's no way of looking if you got every spot. And we walk around thinking we got everything when we took a shit. Si tú puedes creer que tú te limpiaste bien, of course this AI could do whatever.
No, ¿cómo que si tú puedes creer? ¿Tú no chequeé el papel?
Sí, el papel.
Yo chequeé el papel, ¿vale?
Come
no puedo...
on, bro.
And I look, and then
come
I flushed.
Tú
and
tienes
I
que chequear el papel, papi.
But you didn't... you didn't see with your eyes.
Checking,
your eyes never saw. There's
checking
not a mirror.
The paper.
No hay un espejo allá abajo en el cielo que te dice, que, wey.
Estamos limpios, ¿estás ready?
Even whatever day, tú caminas medio asustado. Coño. Entonces, dime, me voy a engañar yo mismo, todo es posible. Si yo, sin verme ahí abajo, puedo limpiarme bien, Entonces.
It's possible. And I agree with some people that who are lonely, who are sad, you know. Who don't
el que
like
está lonely
much.
Se jodió que se compró un gato. Ay, van a reemplazar los gatos. Van a reemplazar los gatos. Ay, van a reemplazar los gatos encojonados.
What do you think, JR? Do you think we can sell our version of us?
Yeah.
Like if somebody...
You might need an AI to represent you. Right? Just like your
yeah.
It might help.
It's like having a clone.
I'm sure it's safer too. It's safer.
No, I wanna like, hey baby.
Yeah.
You wanna las mujeres que se quieren casar con Tommy 5000.
In today's news, Tommy 5000 is seen coming out of Puff Daddy's house. No, it's mi AI. It's mi AI.
Oh my
eso
God,
no yo.
Really smashing everybody,
hey,
baby.
Yo, nigga, Tommy's AI is getting it through the back, uh-huh. Talking about, hey, I just want the benefits. I didn't want the dick.
Y Tommy coliéndole ahí culo.
Hey, yo.
Ay.
That shit, wow.
People like, people get in trouble, and I'm sure... Producers, artists, Diddy might need something like an AI. You know,
Diddy needs more something.
Diddy.
Hey, I don't want to be in the room with you, so you don't do like this something. You know,
Diddy needs an AI to go to jail for him. Uh-huh. That's
rest
what's going to happen.
Rest in peace, Diddy. Dios mío.
I mean, you know what's crazy? There's an audio right now.
Nah, I don't really want to talk about that. Yo.
There's an audio of supposedly him and Meek Mill having sex. And you hear it, some
hit
crazy
it,
shit.
Hit it, daddy. That
that's,
was that
that's
was
what
he's
saying.
Right there. Yeah, hit it, daddy. Hit it, daddy.
No,
no way. I didn't hear the words.
Igualito, Diddy. That's no AI, man.
And they were saying, yeah, they were like, is this AI or is it real?
Bro, listen, nah. Ese audio perdió la validation cuando salió el tigre atrás del audio. Con esos dos dientes que puede tapar una Coca-Cola. Bro.
What video was that?
Bro, there's a dude that claimed that he was the one that soltó el video. Que él lo soltó porque necesitaba dinero, straight up.
Listen, I believe that this industry, like I said, the Illuminati does exist. And when you're that high, like Diddy and Mick and Mills,
Meek Mill.
And ustedes saben that there's some type of extortion. They're gonna record you doing sex. They're gonna record you doing something disgusting that if you betray them or something, it's gonna come out there. Maybe did it was a target. You know, he's a target. Burr. Maybe he did something that somebody didn't like.
Honestly, I think what happened with Diddy was that, he had that Revolt channel.
Uh-huh.
And the Revolt channel... They couldn't control the media that he put out there. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that since they couldn't control the media, he was giving a lot of power to the black platform of news. Mm-hmm. Things that won't come out on Channel 5, things that won't come out on Channel 11, things that won't be on CBS because it's for the woke of the black community. Yeah. So they try to shut that down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So what happens is that they were like, you know what? Fuck it. We are going to just
take this man down.
Diddy out.
Yeah.
How do we take him out? All right, let's expose all his secrets. Mm-hmm. Once Cassie came out, everything. And you know what's crazy? That you know for sure that he did it once he settled the next day.
The next day that he settled?
The next day. There's no, I want to stay out of court. No, none of that shit. Mm-hmm. If you are being accused of a crime.
You got to settle it, Pop.
And no. And you settle. It's because you did it.
Yeah,
because
you did it.
Well, because el que no lo hizo.
He had an album dropping around that same time. Maybe he didn't want that energy,
Boo for his
but
album.
He was accused of a lot of things, of killing Kim Porter, setting somebody's car on fire or some stuff.
The latest thing that they're saying is...
What's the latest? That guy gave him the
that the West Coast, East Coast beef was basically...
Un novio.
Him and Tupac had a relationship. And they broke up. Listen, they broke up on his birthday.
Whoa.
And that was the last time they were seen together.
¿Y para lo que hablan español?
Eso,
Exacto.
Ellos no conocen a tu pa. entonces, oh, el punto God. Es que supuestamente él estaba con Tupac y ahí se hubo un lío y después de ahí fue que pasó lo que pasó cuando a Tupac le dieron los 5 tiros. Después de ahí...
El cumpleaños de Pop Daddy es del día 5.
Un todo de vaina.
Yeah. A lot of conspiracy theory here, but like 3 years ago, they said it. They said that in 2024, a lot of our biggest artists out there that you won't even think that they can get in trouble are going to be exposed in 2024.
Who's going to get exposed, little,
and you know who's next? Jay-Z. So be prepared. Be what? Prepared. Jay-Z is next.
No. What, Jay-Z got secrets like that?
Of course. Jay-Z has a lot of secrets. A lot of secrets.
You know what I do know? There's one thing that's exposed today.
Them titties.
These guys.
That.
Don't take nothing serious.
That is really exposed today.
Yo,
that's exposure for real.
I was thinking about it, right?
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, damn, is that it? I didn't think you were thinking what I was thinking.
Damn, that choice is out there today. Están las niñas afuera.
A bunch of men being men. Right?
Men being
okay,
men.
Ese jaquecito tiene zipper.
Yo quiero saber. Yo quiero saber.
Aquí está caliente.
Porque es un eso es un conjunto que ella tiene. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Yes.
Eso es un conjunto. Entonces,
está bonito.
Not men being men.
Está bonito.
That, the designer of whoever made that being that.
Yeah, see, he did good, right?
I think so.
Muy buen soporte.
I think he did very good.
Muy buen soporte. Yeah, let me know.
Are men being men or are men losing patience? What's
happening? Oh, don't get me started.
What do you mean?
Don't get me started with this one.
Va más ya ahora con lo de
Dios men mio. Losing patience? What do you mean?
All right. What's happening? All right, so I'm going to tell you guys a personal story. So I was talking to this guy, Very nice guy. He was so sweet. Blah, blah, blah. Tú sabes lo coro, la cotorra que dan los hombres.
Mentira.
Yeah. And then he's like, okay, so how long, like, do you make a man wait? Or, like, do you go by vibes? I'm like, listen, I go by vibes. But usually, like, I wait 3 to 4 months. Because the first month, you just talking. Not every day, okay? Hear me out. The first month, you're just talking here and there. You don't know if he likes you, if you really like her.
3 to 4 months, what?
So se van a hablar, the first month, se van a hablar little by little, okay? Then the second month, they'll be like, yo, I really like this girl. Yeah, I really like this guy. If it's true that you guys really like the person, you will wait to get to know them. Si no, si quieren rapar, ya tú sabes que eso tiene a ver. But if a man really likes you, he's going to have to wait until you feel comfortable, until you feel ready. The second month, you guys talking every day, maybe FaceTime, you know, maybe you guys talk about seeing each other in person. And then within that second or third month, yeah, it's the first date, maybe the second date. You never know, the 3 month span, se puede.
El 90-day rule.
And he was like, thank you for telling me. Thank you for telling me. You ain't for me. You ain't for me because I smashed my ex-girlfriend. The second date, and we lasted 5 years. And I'm like, oh, so you lasted 5 years with somebody that you only intentionally wanted to be with because the pussy was good. Now you wasted 5 years instead of wasting 3 months of your life.
Damn.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I know my man was having sex in 5 years.
I wasn't that much of a Mac. But no, pero que
no, uno, los gorditos son buenos.
Yo duraba un mes, 2 meses hablando con las mujeres.
Hasta tres meses, right?
En los tiempos de Tommy no había celular, nada de eso. Uno tenía que verse en la calle.
Sí, tú tenías que verte.
Tú vas a ver ahora uno llama FaceTime sin querer.
Back then, you'd be like, oh, listen, I'm in my mama's house. Listen, I'm gonna be dancing in 5 minutes. Okay, está bien. You make the effort, ya count the times, que ya see each other ahí o en el bloque, en el quina. It takes time, yo, to get a girl in bed. In my generation, I guess. Yo no sé lo que está pasando ahora.
Maybe what's happening now is that girls are too easy.
Pero yeah, eso es lo que va a decir. El problema son ustedes, porque ¿qué pasa? Es verdad, you know, I'm pro with my sister. Uno tiene que conocer a la persona y ahí uno va a través del tiempo. Pero hay tiempo que también, you know, pasa el primer día o pasa el segundo. Si la mujer te gusta, de los dos lados también. Porque si a ti te gusta bacano, tú vas bacano. Pero ella cuando viene con una tirita de esa puesta, enseñando teta y nalga. Tú ves, y empieza,
okay.
Y empieza a invocarte. Eso ya uno, que eso es lo que ella trata, todo vamos a dar. Ahora, si los dos vienen conservativos, vamos a caminar en un parque, bebiendo café, estamos hablando.
It doesn't
ya.
matter what you wear, man.
Ya yo no sé si hay conservatividad.
That doesn't even exist
anymore. Es que lo que yo digo, si ya yo he visto lo que quería ver, que yo voy
a comer. No, pero esto no está viendo todo. Dice que se un chino de cleavage y like, hello, Marilyn Monroe. ¿Tú crees que she was?
Pero que es diferente este tiempo, porque mira, por ejemplo, si yo, vamos a hacer el ejemplo con Masi. Yo y Masi salimos, Masi llega con eso, y digo yo, mierda, qué heavy, teta hay, bacanería. Yo voy, porque ya las tetas están ahí. Yo, si ella se puso eso hoy, ese Instagram tiene que tener más fotos así, y exhibiendo más. Y tú vas al Instagram y dices, mierda, la tipa se ve bien dura. Llega el OnlyFans y dice, ah, caray. Ya uno vio todo, ya para que uno va a coger lucha. Entonces, vi todo, lo vio Tommy.
Pero, no, ¿verdad? No, really, it's like
Andala
a fantasy. Es a fantasy. No, es el you lío. Haven't seen the Toton completely.
It is a fantasy, pero usted le ha quitado eso a uno.
You haven't seen the nipples. Tú no sabes si my nipples are pink o si son brown.
¿De qué color son?
Ay, que tú no sabes, que you haven't been that far. Venga, hay que esperar. Hay que esperar.
Él creía que ya se iba a caer ahí.
Hay que esperar.
Son marrón.
You have to wait. Sí, claro, son marroncitos.
Nosotros por ley somos los que más esperamos, pero que ahora mismo las mujeres están más desesperadas que nosotros. Mm-hmm. Porque la mujer tiene unos estándares del diablo.
No, pero no. Tú no estás oyendo las canciones. Oye las canciones.
Espérate. Yo, you know what's crazy, bro? El panita mío, por fin, mangó una jeva que tenía 6 meses de que bajaba el building. Él dijo que estaba buscando parqueo, la más pavela. He didn't know how to interrupt Ivana. Digo yo, mi hermano, look for the mail or something. Y ¡pam! They went, vale, voy a salir con ella. Y me llama que si le puedo mandar 150. I'm like, what you need 150 for? Que él tiene que pagar el baby sitter de la jeva para ella poder salir un date con él.
Oh,
that was so sweet. Yeah,
that's sweet. Sweet. My first date, I gotta pay the baby sitter.
Claro que sí. Mira,
tú estás loco.
What you guys don't understand,
si yo pago la baby sitter,
el padre de ese muchacho.
You see what I mean, guys?
Tú no vuelves hasta mañana.
You see what I mean, ladies?
Tú vas a amanecer en mi casa.
Date, hay que pagar 150 de baby sitter. Y él no lo tiene. Y el hombre ya está endeudado para un amor que no existe.
You can fall in love with somebody.
Negativo. You can. First time I went out with you, I already owe 150.
Listen. When you date a woman with kids, I've never asked. Actually, guys have offered. I was like, yo, Masi, I know you're a busy woman. Like, I know you have a child.
Yo, tú sabes, yo te pago la babysitter.
Yeah, dile a tu mamá, no te importa, que yo le pago a tu mamá $100.
Usted tiene que tener y asumir su responsabilidad y decirme, mira,
por eso es that...
por coacción de mi niño, yo estoy disponible tal y tal día después de tal y tal hora. Porque el niño está con su papá.
Free.
Y cuando él está con su papá, yo puedo salir contigo. Yo digo, perfecto.
Y, si no
y
tiene
ya
papá.
Cuando yo y tú veamos, espérate, estoy hablando con papá, de un problema a la vez. Cuando ya yo... Ahora, este con papá. Cuando ya yo vea, diablo, hemos salido 2 veces, me gusta y quiero salir otra vez con ella y yo sé que ella no puede. Digo, baby, ven, vamos este día, yo voy a pagar el babysitter. Mm-hmm. Porque ya estamos hablando, pero de un fuetazo así.
But that's why you talk for a month or two. That's
eso
why.
Pasa. ¿Tú sabes por qué eso pasa? Porque ella
si no
le
tiene
dijo,
papá.
Ella le dijo.
Si no tiene papá,
ella
tiene
dijo, yo no puedo salir. Yo no puedo salir. Si no dejo una babysitter paga. Ella le dijo, yo no puedo salir. ¿Tú quieres salir conmigo? Págame la babysitter. Eso fue lo que pasó.
Ey, nos vamos todos muchachos, porque si yo voy a estar con usted, yo voy a estar con su muchacho.
No, ninguna mujer va a coger ser, Iván. Mujer. Bro, let me bring my kid with me.
Oye, cuando yo te voy a llevar, venden chicken finger.
Por eso, guys, this is why.
No lie, I'll take the kid too. Like, you know what? Esa es la situación. Vámonos
todos. Yeah, that's nice, but not the first day.
En el first day, yo voy a pagar like 150 mejor. Eso 150 lo doy de chicken.
Yeah, but who charges 150 for a babysitter for a few hours? Damn, caro, esa mujer cara.
Tú tienes muchos tigres pagando babysitter que tú no sabes.
Porque mira, my babysitter, like, my mom is my babysitter, so si quieren salir conmigo,
esas son buenas, esas son buenas.
50 pesos, my mom is happy with $50, 4 hours, que yo esté afuera comiendo, bebiendo.
Está cara esa, la mía yo le doy.
¿$50?
Dos y pa de corona. Y le dejo al muchacho ahí.
Okay, that's why, guys, you have to date when you have money. Men cannot date when they don't have no money.
God damn.
Oye, los 150, si un hombre ya trabaja y tiene cuarto, los 150 to pay for a babysitter, to hang out with a girl that he likes, eso no es nada. Okay, if you want it on a budget, tú sabes, I understand that's a problem. You cannot date a woman with kids. Pero dating a woman with kids, hay responsabilidad. Hay que gastar el cuarto. That's what it is.
¿Ustedes han visto esos videos que la gente va saliendo de la casa y cada vez que pisa, sale otro bill?
¿Y cuáles son los billes? La mujer.
Cualquier vaina. Es la mujer.
Starbucks.
Que gasolina. Shoot display. Chick-fil-A. Toda esa vaina.
Yeah.
It adds up every time you go outside.
A woman is, you know.
Tú tienes que acordarte de una cosa que fue lo mismo que yo te dije la última vez. Mm-hmm. Tú no necesitas dinero. El amor es gratis. El amor es gratis.
Ay, ay, ay. El amor es gratis.
El amor es gratis.
Toby, sin ti, se hunde este país.
Oye.
Toby, sin ti, se hunde este país.
Ok. El amor mira, es gratis. Vamos a poner este ejemplo. Acuérdate de high school, vamos a decir. O de junior high. Let's try junior high.
You should kill it with that butter roll. Your mom got your butter roll.
Now, forget the butter roll,
nigga. We're going to get cheese in the morning.
Meet me in the stickies.
Ah, ya tú estás hablando de friki friki todo.
That's it. Meet me in the stickies.
I've done that too.
Ahí ustedes se chuleaban, se amaban, se tocaban. No, it wouldn't go further than maybe you got a titty in your mouth.
First base.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's far.
You got a titty.
But those were fucking. You know, adventurous times. The girl was in love. You were infatuated with that girl.
Mientras, no estamos en high school, que aquí es para cabile. No,
igual que cuando tú metías un dedito, ese dedito tú no te lo lavabas. Tú pasabas el día así.
Te pajeaba con la misma mano.
No. Tú cambiabas de mano ese día para huelelo.
No.
Me diga.
I'm going to add to that. You know, I believe it's different times. Sí, ahora no está más viejo y hay que pagar bill y cosas. Pero eso es para que tú veas que el dinero arruina muchas cosas. Because en ese tiempo de la escuela, uno no tenía dinero.
So, no.
¿Cuál era el intercambio que como dinero? Era la forma que tú tratabas a la persona.
El trato. So,
el trato era como quien dice, güey, este tigre me trata jevísimo, tiene pila de dinero. Este tigre me trata mal, pero a veces tiene su día. Ese cobra los fines de semana.
No.
Entonces, ese era el balance. Pero ahora no, ahora todo es dinero.
Sí.
Ahora hay que tener dinero para salir en un date para uno no coger lucha.
Sí.
Ahora hay que tener dinero porque la mujer hay que sacarla del lío que ella tiene.
No.
El lío, our kids are a lío.
Manega, pero hay que tener dinero hasta para uno mismo.
Yeah, para
tú sales de tu casa hoy en día y tú tienes $100 y los 100 no llegan.
A la casa otra vez, ¿no?
No llegan.
But let me ask you guys.
Dale, madre. Dame la cámara más.
The guy, porque mira, el tipo me dijo a mí, I'm not waiting that long. Because I don't know if you got whack pussy or not. I said, what? What the fuck do you mean, whack pussy?
¿Cómo así?
What you mean? Like,
era blanco.
No, Latino.
Whack pussy?
He's like, I'm not waiting that long because if it's whack and I wait 3-4 months with you, I'm going to be mad. I'm like... He actually was, Cuban, yeah.
¡Pero ahí!
Oh, shit, that's funny.
Yes.
Hey, dime.
I was like, hold up.
La barba.
You're right. I was like, but what does fake whack pussy mean to you? Like, does that mean like the pussy inside, como que está muy flojo, o que como que no sé? Or is it the bitch's whack? Maybe the bitch is not moving, or she's not
shaking like
she
a
ain't doing
chicken.
Nothing, or she's like a vegetable in bed. What is whack pussy? I'm just so confused.
Tommy has more experience.
Yo sabe eso.
Él es mayor, y así que mayor.
I haven't experienced whack pussy.
What the hell?
Whack pussy?
Blessed to you, pa. Blessed to you.
Yo he tenido mujeres.
What is whack pussy?
Mujeres que son anchas, que tú no le puedes tocar la pared, que tú te puedes meter el cuerpo entero y con grano y de todo. Para allá de él.
Oh, my God.
Pero, whack pussy, that doesn't... I don't even know how that works.
How does that work?
Esa jeva tenía un bajo a mierda. Y yo no se lo metí.
Whack pussy?
And that
bro,
means, and that means tú no se lo metiste. Pero,
¿quién dijo que no?
So, vamos a decir.
¿Y por qué?
Sí, ahí va, se lo metió ya.
Yo, porque uno no sabe de dónde que viene, uno tiene que averiguar eso. Ya cuando uno terminó, y va, era aquí.
Pero, nah, nigga, you crazy.
What is whack pussy? I'm still very confused.
I guess whack pussy to Tommy is, you know,
una mujer ancha, una mujer que no apriete.
Oh, ancha, okay. Ancha.
Una mujer que no apriete, porque
that's interesting, Tommy.
No hay solo un burro en la sabana. No, se
pero
sabe. Okay, tú me entiendes.
Pero se cancela because you know there's always that. Oh, tú lo tienes muy chiquito si no aprietas.
Sí, por eso mismo no hay un solo burro en la sabana.
Like, okay, your dick wasn't that big. That's why you couldn't feel it.
Your okay, pero si ella no aprieta, entonces no aprieta.
You know that woman does a Kegel. You could do it. I'm doing it right now, literally. Like it's a muscle in your body. Like when you have that penis inside. Yeah, like
I'm looking for it. What you doing?
When the penis is inside, tú haces el Kegel y te aprieta martoto. So a woman that has la mujer que tienen que tú dijiste Tommy significa que they just fuck too much. No le dan un break al toto, because el toto is a muscle. It's supposed to go back like to its nice natural shape. So that means if you fuck that girl, that means that 2-3 hours later, before she fucked maybe 3 or 2 other guys, and you were the 4th.
Yo no sé, yo estaba con ella. Yo estaba con ella el día entero y esa era.
Damn, also, so they fucked her up last, abierto. You know, something.
Hey, there's no whack pussy in my book.
Yo le pasé por el lado así y hizo así.
There's no whack pussy in my book.
I was so offended. I was like, oh, yeah. Next.
Tenía un echo.
To do it?
No, nothing. Yo lo dejé así. That shit took me off. Hello, and I was like,
hello,
I know.
Hello. Así, adentro de...
You're like, hello, un túnel, hello, hello.
Un túnel había ahí adentro. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Y de allá para acá yo vi... Hey!
Whack pussy, whack pussy, whack pussy.
What's your name? Tony! Fuck you, Tony!
Fuck you too, Tony!
Fuck you too, Tony!
Oh my
What's
God.
Your name? Ezekiel! Fuck you, Ezekiel! Un shout out para Merienda Morena.
Eso.
Merienda Morena.
Esa gente nos saltaron hoy.
Merienda, that was delicious.
Merienda, la 169, señoras y señores.
Más si quieres más soda con hielo.
Más si quieres más soda.
Sí, con hielo ahí, con hielo.
The other extension of Merienda is called Black Ace Exotics LLC. This is for private jets, luxury cars, chauffeur services, and security services.
Nice. Say that wow. Again. Say that again.
Black Ace Exotics, Black, LLC.
No. Black Ace
Exotics.
Ace Exotics.
Black Ace Exotics.
Yes.
Sí, dilo bien.
Black Ace Exotics.
Un saludo para tío Henry, que lo dijo bien. I'm fucking with this.
I'm like, what the fuck? What? I said it.
Yeah.
I said it right.
Yeah, cuando los tigres son tío Henry, que lo dice, que es sorry, se ve, es sorry. Es sorry.
You need a rental or a private jet.
That sounds like
holler fun. At Black Ace Exotics.
Bacano.
And they're opening up a nightclub called The Cove in Nashville. A nightclub for Christians.
It's going to be like...
Yeah, the CEO,
Eric Diggs, says, how's this the place
ese Jesús, el CEO.
To cultivate that? So we created ourselves to pinpoint it. The loneliness, the anxiety, the depression.
Under the blood, you're under the blood. Under the blood, you're under the blood.
Under the God.
Under the God. God, love you.
Under the blood. It's under the blood. Under the blood.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, under the blood.
Under the blood. Yeah,
the Jamaican church.
Hey, yo.
The Jamaican. Under the blood. Give me under the blood. Under the. Yeah. How they going to be part? Alabare, 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 a mi señor. Hey, las chicas del Kang.
Like, you know, like,
but they're quoting a lot of celebrities, like Gorilla. They're quoting her and making it like Jesus songs, version of Jesus.
Nah. Yo, my pussy pink, my booty hole brown. Oh, no, so they going to be like,
Jesus
my
good,
Bible's green.
My
Bible's green. My rosary's pink. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's good, Tommy. That was good. Remix. That's a good one.
That's crazy.
Anuel estaba en la iglesia y no se prendió en fuego.
Yo.
¿Qué hacía ese tigre ahí? Ese tigre se tenía que prender en fuego así.
Nigga, a worshiper over
uno,
here.
Uno de esos tigres.
Ganó una iglesia y no se prendió fuego.
Sí, por esos tigres dije que yo, yo le di una galleta al demonio. Que fue que te voy.
Sí, ese tipo es heavy.
¿Cómo que tú viste a quién? Mire.
Y no se prendió el fuego.
Chacho.
They say it right in their songs. That's crazy.
Hey, yo. Oh, my goodness.
Insane, insane, insane.
Oh, my goodness. Nah, I will not attend the church. Ya se fueron de ahí. Se fueron de ahí. Hey, I'll do it. You know why? I'll do it. Those people have very good spirits, right?
What, go to the club?
I'll go to those clubs, you know. And hay un episodio de South Park. There's an episode of South Park where Cartman hace su propia banda. Y la banda se llama Faith Plus One.
Ah, sí, sí,
so
sí.
Ellos lo que hicieron fue cogieron todas las canciones número uno and they reworded into Jesus songs y se fueron viral. ¿Mira? Porque los cristianos están son worldwide. So, si tú te pegas en una iglesia y esa canción va de iglesia a iglesia, tú te pegas internacional. So, yo le dije a Tommy siempre que haga lo mismo en un merengue. Sí. Que te, tú ves Omega, nadie está más adelante que Dios. ¡Jesús!
Oye. Tommy, that's bro. Good. That's
so, bro, tú te pones ahí pegado feo, feo.
Es verdad, en la iglesia.
True, true.
You know? ¿Por qué tú crees que estos tigres ahora se van a meter a cristianos? Oh, sí, porque Dios los salvó. No, que se van a poner a rapear por la iglesia. ¿Quién son los que más cuarto tiene y no para cantarse del mundo? La iglesia. ¿Y quién es el número uno que descubrió todo eso y está adelante, adelante y todo domingo tiene Sunday service y es el que más lo gotó?
Jay.
Caño Oeste.
No.
Ah.
Héctor el Fado tiene muchísimos años siendo cristiano y con iglesia de todo.
Y Tito el Bambino eran cristianos antes, porque ellos Mace, no bendecían antes de uno perrea.
Y Mace y toda esa gente.
Dios los bendiga.
Oye, ahora.
No, but a lot of celebrities are going into church things. I don't know. Just leave the music alone.
Daddy Yankee tiene ahora.
Bring back the regular.
Daddy Yankee va a hacer música cristiana.
Claro.
But he's like a false. He's a false like prophet type of thing. Like conspiracy theories. People who are woke are saying that he's just a fake Christian. Okay, so that's just too. You know that they mock Christians. They mock God. Like that's their job. Like so they're saying that he's just faking it. That he doesn't really want to find God. Ahora que he has all these mansions and fancy stuff and money that he wants to like, cry for God's forgiveness.
Pero que está bien porque uno quiere que uno tiene que hacerse un hombre primero para salir con ustedes.
Yo no sé quién fue que me dijo algo que yo le dije, yo le pregunté a alguien que como you know has worked with Daddy Yankee and stuff like that, right? Le pregunté, ¿tú crees que esa gente han matado gente? Tú sabes por qué. Porque you know how these people get so big, and if somebody gets in their way of doing something or whatever, they have so much power that they could be like, yo, mándame a quitar esa persona.
A los sopranos, sí, a los sopranos.
But remember the artist?
Wait. I just want to get to the point because I'm not saying Daddy Yankee killed anyone. I'm saying.
Thank God you cleared that up.
Yeah, I'm saying that the person answered me by saying no. But there's one thing that I was definitely told about when he's on stage. And it was that he can see angels and demons in the crowd. Supposedly, like in concerts and stuff like that. He had the ability to see angels and demons flying around.
Wow. I believe it too.
And he would say like, oh, yo vi esto hoy. Like, you know, like, I saw this in the crowd.
I believe in that, of course.
I believe it.
Claro, because when you go to concerts, when you go to concerts.
Hay que tener fe en Dios. Dios es el único, el maestro.
Tommy, what was that artist? It's a famous artist. I forgot his name. It's a famous artist that he was accused of, like, doing porn. He admitted that he did porn when he was younger because he needed money. And then
Ozuna,
there you go. And then the guy that he did the porn with, he came out saying that, oh, yeah, I did. We had this going on. We have that going on. And then a few months later, he was dead.
You're talking about the case with the dead.
He was dead. Lo mataron. Yeah. So I do believe that artists do have the power to be like, yo no me gusta esta gente. Call these people to do this. Call these people to do that. Que esta gente is about to mess up my whole life.
Llamen a Tony Soprano.
I think that's possible for sure, especially in the industry. Oh heck no!
It's wild.
Hey, eso es.
How's Hector? Hector won't be hearing from him again.
Yeah, he done.
How's
And some of them get
How's Pauly? Pauly? He had a really long headache.
But okay, remember Kim Porter? They were saying that she was coming out with a book, a tell-all book.
And she got killed.
And then she got killed a few, you know, before the book came out.
Well, supposedly she died, but allegedly she was killed or poisoned or something like that.
Allegedly
with Diddy, Aki. So
I mean, Diddy is looking really bad in the news, bro. You know what's crazy, man? That I was one of his supporters.
Oh my god!
I liked Diddy's album. When everybody was like, "Nigga, that ain't no rapper," I was like, "Yo, he's doing the beats. He's doing the music. I like it.
He's talented. You know what I'm saying? He's talented. Just like R. Kelly.
That shit is crazy. Oh shit! I heard Funk Flex on the radio talking about, damn, they must be sunning R. Kelly in jail. Sing for me.
He does concerts. He did a concert in jail. Yeah,
can I get a cookie? Can I get a cookie?
Yeah. And if he's smart, he'll be like, yo, you know, I got you when I come out of here, blah, blah, blah. Give me protection. Give me this. I believe it.
He ain't coming out.
Who knows?
R. Kelly got 30 years. That ain't
about 30 years.
Esos 30 años se tira esa morir allá adentro. Que Dios no lo quiera, porque yo no le deseo la muerte a nadie, pero. Ya ese tigre es un olvido.
Arcadia es un olvido. Bien alto con Puff Daddy.
What else we got going on?
Yeah,
I mean,
rest in peace.
Happening in clubs. A lot of artists are performing. I think it was a fight. Roshi was in a club.
Un tiroteo también.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I think, honestly,
what was the fight about?
It's not difficult. It's difficult in the Dominican Republic. Porque en la República Dominicana, el único sitio donde yo he visto que alguien paga una entrada para darle la espalda al artista. El artista está tocando ahí, ellos se ponen aquí, porque yo tengo 10 botellas aquí en esta mesa. Y ellos se ponen a mirar el público en vez de mirar al artista. Dime, mi hermano.
Es verdad.
¿Para qué tú viniste?
Para que lo vean con las 10 botellas.
¿Para qué tú entraste a esta discoteca si tú no vas a ver el artista? ¿Tú me entiendes?
What was the fight about?
This case,
Rochi le metió pila al chamaquito.
The guy wasn't drinking. Mm-hmm. Rochi likes to amp the crowd up and tell people to drink.
He do a little bit of stand-up.
You know? So okay, he's like, bebe.
Mm-hmm. Está pensando en la otra.
Él le dice al tigre, si tú no bebes, te me vas de esta discoteca. Oh, el tigre lo cogió por mal y había otro tigre atrás desafinando. ¿Tú me entiendes? El tigre de atrás fue el que calmó, el que causó el lío. Because con el que él le estaba diciendo bebe, el tigre le dijo yo, pero a ti te cogió conmigo. Y él le dijo, papá, yo estoy haciendo un show. Yo lo que quiero es que tú bebas. Yo hago esto para entretenimiento. No es solamente a ti. A mí me dicen Juan Pila. Como quien dice, yo le pongo pila a todo el mundo para que beban. ¿Pero por qué? Porque la discoteca dejan que Rochi cierre diciendo que beban a la gente porque la gente sigue consumiendo en un tiempo donde ya no estuvieran comprando porque ya está cerrando la discoteca. So, él diciéndole, güey, ustedes no tienen botella ahí. Y el tigre, ¿qué? No, nosotros tenemos. Pide dos botellas más. Sin querer beber, ellos piden.
Ya no vamos.
Simplemente por el bulto. ¿Tú me entiendes? Por la pantalla, que lo que es que está pasando en la República Dominicana. El bulto y la pasarela y qué vainita.
La película.
Eso es lo que la gente está viviendo.
Esa película de YouTube. No,
¿tú me entiendes? Eso es lo que la gente está viviendo. Esa película que ellos van a sentarse en un mueble. Bro, no hay donde bailar en la discoteca. ¿A dónde está la pista de baile? Ya no hay. Everything is mesas.
Tú sabes lo heavy que antes tú ibas a bailar varias canciones y cuando una vez te llevaba una loca.
Ahora Maniga, no. Con dos cervezas de la barra.
Ahora tiene que gastar.
Con dos cervezas de la barra. Y uno bailaba. Y tú le decías, ¿ya qué tú quieres?
Ahí, macho, y tú no dices, ¿cómo te llamas? Bien, yo
te decía.
No, a mí me botaba when I was bartending. If my people didn't have like 2-3 bottles, I was like, what? They have to have like 2-3 bottles. You will never see me again. I worked at Mermaids one time because I had my friends. They had like 2 bottles. And then the promoter was like, that's not enough. That's not enough. We need 3 or more. Come on. I'm like, what? I'm out. Three or more bottles
for who?
Yeah. I'm like, bro. Son dos tigres aquí.
Mira, yo aprendí una cosa. Porque yo tenía, I used to work overnight. And my overnight job, this is what I would do. Since I was doing Friday to Tuesday. So Friday was my Monday. When everybody was going out to party on Friday night, yo iba a coger el tren.
Damn, pa.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, sad as hell.
I'm not lying.
Especially in the summertime. Oh, ooh, my God. A la 9 de la noche, todo el mundo en pinta, fresh, así. El viernes. Y yo con un bultico, dije, para coger el tren.
Ay, hombre.
So, Wednesday and Thursdays were my days off. Mm-hmm. So, Wednesday nights, I used to go to Serie 56, y yo le daba $100. Güey, un Genesis para esta noche, dame el recibo. Pa. Ya cuando la botella estaban a $2.50, yo pagué $100.
¿Tú me entiendes? Tengo mi recibo aquí.
Güey, mi recibo y mi mesa, por favor. ¿Tú me entiendes?
Era $100 Genesis back then.
Un Genesis, $100.
What? I'm so surprised.
Yeah, but they'll have it like that before a certain time.
Really?
So, like, before 12 a.m., if you in the club, you in the club alone.
Antes era bacano. With $500, te daban dos botellas y una champaña.
Sí, un birthday package.
Con 500.
Un birthday package. Yo había un birthday package que traía 4 botellas.
I remember I did.
Y traía dos champañitas baratas de esa.
Pero era champaña.
Pero era champaña.
Yeah, no, you are there with that.
It's not even your birthday. You in the birthday package.
You do the birthday package. You was lit. Pero, ¿qué pasa? Que uno hacía eso, ¿verdad? Pero tú llegabas y se podía bailar todavía. You know, you
go, dance,
there was tables separated. There was, you know, there was still a dance floor. You know, now, you know, how you even?
You're not supposed to dance. No, it's not to dance. Es para beber. Because if you dance, they take that time
igual,
from drinking.
Igual so. Que la gatadera. Tú compras una botella, tú no te vas a beber la botella tú solo. Y si te la bebes tú solo, está friquitaki.
Te mueres.
¿Tú me entiendes? So, ¿qué pasa? Lo mismo que tú vas a gastar ahí poniendo esa botella fácilmente, tú te quedas con más de la mitad de eso en tu bolsillo y usted va a la barra y compra 2 o 3 tragos. Y va a pasar la misma vaina, va a pasar.
Y ahí está.
Yo, broke ass Tommy in the house. Yeah, don't go to his table, don't. At this generation,
but you wouldn't have a table if you go buying drinks.
No, you're gonna have
you'd
to be
at the bar.
I know, but if you not now, Tommy. Okay. If you're not buying a table, you cannot be at the bar sitting down. Tú vas a estar parado. They don't even give you a chair.
Parado.
Yeah. Y te botan. If you're there for too long, they give one drink to te botan. The security guards te botan.
Tú no sales ya, Tommy.
Damn,
yeah,
that's wild.
It's
no,
done.
Es que ya yo no entro a una discoteca si yo no tengo una botella en la mesa.
Yeah.
Es que it looks bad. Mm-hmm. It looks bad if you don't have a bottle there.
Listen, my boy.
And that's why I don't go. Like, if I'm going to somebody's birthday, somebody's whatever, you know, like, of course.
Or you show love, you buy a bottle, you this.
Because también, you know, I got to admit, I'm spoiled. You know, I get paid to go to the club.
Mm-hmm.
¿Tú me entiendes? So I can't never say I'm not going to the club. What I'm saying is, if I'm going on my own, from my choice, not that I got paid, not that I'm doing a hosting, not that I'm doing an appearance, nothing.
You're not going to be like one bottle tú solo, ahí de que, yeah.
La tengo que poner. Pues se ve mal.
Loco.
Se ve mal que yo esté ahí parado sin una botella.
Tú sabes lo bien que me veo yo en la barra, en que lo que es Sunday, dándolo todo, bailando, sudando, gozando, bebiendo
this,
cerveza.
Iván?
Con una banda de pericos ripiados ahí y un DJ que la pone todita desde la de Toño hasta la de Baboni. y voy a la casa y no con 150.
¿Y dónde tú vas? ¿Dónde tú vas?
Una vez.
Pero eso es un party que hay así en Nueva York.
Tiene que ir.
¿Dónde
es? Un party hay en Nueva York. Shout out to que lo que Sundays.
Ahí tú estás gozando.
Un shout out para ellos.
Bueno, ¿qué hago yo en una botella? Tres y medio en el piso. Parado, una botella que no me lo va a beber. Para que mojón y peo y cagada digan, diablo, mire, van ahí con una botella. Wow, qué heavy. Qué bacano.
Feo es que te pongan así en el internet. Mira a este con la mesa vacía ahí, tragando aire cuatro horas. Míralo, dice famoso del internet. Míralo ahí.
Me da lo mismo.
El diablo se está muriendo de una sed.
Ay, Dios mío.
Ahí sí es feo.
Yo pido agua ahí sin hielo para que no me la cobren.
Let's get a shout out to our. Bueno, ay, el hielo está lejos. Hazme un favor, pásame esa funda que está allí.
Tú sabes que me tiene
¿sabes? Te gusta una coca.
Qué malo que...
Yo sé que me tienen para.
A casino, yeah.
Porque yo soy...
Yeah, talk to us about that. That's not...
I believe it's a $5 billion expansion.
Put some more.
No, está bien, I'm good.
No, ice.
Yo sé que me tienen para... Porque yo ando con Jesús.
Oh, my God. Este es mío. Ese es Iván. Just leave the songs alone, man. Leave these songs alone.
I don't know, man.
No pongan Jesus Christ in these rap songs. Que hagan... This just... The whole world is fucked up.
Yo, you know what? We gotta give a shout-out to, Tommy? Real quick. I'm gonna give a shout-out real quick to Glory... And Sasha Mercy.
Shout out to Gloria and Sasha Mercy.
Yo,
y'all.
Good job.
That was so dope. Morisoñando comedy was so good.
United Palace.
At the United Palace, it was amazing.
We killed that. We killed that.
Two shows.
I saw.
Back to back sold out.
Back to back sold out. Over 120 people. I think that was their max.
Yeah, man. We did amazing. And they still Everyone did amazing.
They had people standing. That was so good.
Yeah, man. We did
so good. That was amazing.
27. That was rompimos.
El día de la independencia dominicana. Yeah, señoras y señores. Like, you know.
No, it was dope.
Why is that people talk like that?
It was dope.
I know, right?
Exhibimos nuestro talento al máximo ahí. Yo creo que la gente vio y subimos de rango.
Sí.
Lo enseñamos con el trabajo. And shout out to Roberto, too. Roberto estaba ahí.
Roberto Vanderpool, legendary.
Killing it. It was dope, you know, for him to see where his comedy has gone. Because él fue, como quien dice, uno de los primeros. And, you know, he sees
Para
us.
Mí, él fue el primero. Él era el único dominicano.
Esa historia, tú sabes. Ustedes son las leyendas. So, yo no, you know, but Roberto me debe a mí 3 horas. He knows. But we did that.
That was dope. Shout out to that. All right. What was that you were saying, Jonathan? What do we got?
They're expanding the existing casino as a $5 billion expansion.
Right. And Nas is part of that.
Right. So Nas, another artist who's doing great.
Sabe Lambe.
I love Nas.
No, he's expanding the casino.
A press release. The project will expand the casino floor to 350,000 square feet, making it one of the largest in the world. It will also include 3,000 units of workforce house, more than 50 acres of new and dedicated park space.
Nice.
Transition connections to JFK and Manhattan. That's big.
Wow. That's big. Shout out to Nas. Wow. Nas has a lot of money now.
He's
you know,
smart.
He was part of the Ring camera invention and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he's well off into the billions big time.
Well, I like his queen.
You want to go to Queens. Yeah,
you
Queens
think
is
so?
All the casinos.
Is it that big of a casino?
$5 billion is big. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
El Lamborghini de un poco ahí.
Talk about private jets. Let's talk about cruises.
What's
retired
up?
Retired couple. It looks like that instead of just going to an old folks home and retiring, they spent the next 500 days, that's 51 cruises back to back, living off of cruises as opposed to being in a retirement home.
I applaud that.
How does that work? What do you mean?
If you want to get to a man's heart, llévese un crucero. That's what my girl did when we started.
Yeah, and they're affordable.
Oye, chacho. Hey, ¿pa' dónde va ella? Tiene que singar. Se va a tirar del agua. No. Entonces.
And they're affordable.
But I fuck with it. And, you know, they're very comfortable. It's a smart idea because... El cuarto de que tú abres la puerta y se te olvidan las llaves, ya está limpio. Them room services don't play.
Really?
You get 3 meals a day. Plus, when you land, en el agua o en el agua.
En el port. Wherever you port.
Tú vas conociendo gente. And you know what? It's actually beautiful, bro. Because, por ejemplo, yo... Or let's say us three no fuimos. We're living in the waters right now. We'll stop in Jamaica, Costa Rica, Mexico. We can actually make friends and, you know, visit it on the
everywhere.
Way back.
Yeah.
Vamos a venir tal y tal día. And, you know, you be those people that they show. Oh, no, ese Tommy, esa gente, ellos andan en crucero siempre y vienen a visitar.
That's crazy.
Bro, bueno. So they did that. Instead of being in people's way, no. Ellos están explorando el mundo y no tienen, lo único que tienen que preocuparse es por bañarse.
Okay, that's okay, nice.
But guess what? I'm scared of cruises, though.
Nah,
I'm scared
nah.
because toda la cosa que están pasando en cruises.
Yo.
And you know if you die in a cruise?
No
you know if you die, oye. You know if you die in a cruise?
What happens?
Your body, they don't stop for nobody, even if you die. They have a freezer.
Oh.
They
yo
have
creo
a freezer
hola,
for your body. They don't stop. They don't stop. And then so many things have happened, like, la gente se tiran. There's no you dead because ain't nobody saving you. That's a huge ass
overboard.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And you don't see how recently what happened with a boat que estaba como que it was very windy and es y como que se estaban como cayendo la gente y se estaban like it's so scary.
Mira,
I don't know about that.
Mira, yo voy a tener otro muchacho. Eso es un buena que
pasa. No,
okay, so. One in a million.
Okay, man. Okay.
I mean, when you're in a cruise, you gotta give yourself to God because when tú estás adelante,
yo.
And all you see is water in the front, it, water in the
it.
Back. It's a vast
iceberg.
It's over. The Titanic. I just
iceberg.
So you know,
oh
but
God,
I have gone in plenty of cruises and it's something that I do enjoy. and it's funny. Me and Emily used to book it in September. Dije que era más barato siempre. And then we figured out that the reason it is because it's hurricane season.
Yes! Oh, my God. That's what happened recently.
But gracias a Dios. You know, we've been blessed, man.
Blessed, man.
The couple's called Jess and Marty Anson. I mean, what they're saying is that we're not young people, is what they said. Cruising is much cheaper than going to a nursing home. I mean, you can continue to travel the world.
Word.
All right.
¿Y quién le va a cambiar los pampas
sí,
a esos viejos?
Who's going to take care of each other? Who the hell's going to take
bro,
care of each other?
Bro, they probably have their home attendant with them too, bro.
Oye,
so
that's expensive.
And if you don't,
travel nanny.
And if you don't, $1 million idea right there.
Yeah, that is. That's a good idea.
Because just because we are broke as shit, we can't afford it. To us, like, tú estás loco. Hay un millonario, I'd be like, no, ella se va con nosotros.
Bueno.
Porque para todo hay un boye.
Yeah.
Hey.
But that's good for them. That's good for them.
Shout out to them.
Yo estoy ready para ser home attending.
Oh, sí.
De una viejita.
Ajá. Una viejita toquerosa que gire a mí.
Una viejita que haya que cambiar a los pampers y de todo, pero que sea millonaria.
Ahí va Tommy.
Que yo le limpio mi oye. ¿Te gustan los wipes?
Y cuando se muera, no te dejas nada.
Me dejé todo.
Toda wipe, ass wiping for nothing.
Mike Tyson's about to fight.
Wow,
yes,
that's
so
cool.
Excited.
That's
I'm
real?
So excited to see that.
I'm wondering.
Mike tiene que ganar.
I mean,
is it official? Did they sign contracts?
I have no idea.
It looks official.
It looks official
because they've been promoting
God,
it pretty hard, mm-hmm. you know. And they have commercials. They have all types of stuff.
Yeah,
and there's a date. There's a date set. It's not like, oh, we might. No, there's a date set. And
that's insane.
So that begs the question. Would you get in the ring with Mike Tyson?
All right. So
He said I would.
This is my thing.
They're gonna kill
this
him.
This is my thing, right?
It's a big age difference.
Cool.
That's too much.
Jake Paul's what? 30 something? 30
no
years
sé,
old? Maybe 30 years old.
He's
27. He's 20 something. He's 20. And he's engaged, right. I think. Or
now,
something like that.
Have you guys seen Mike Tyson punching?
Yes.
At this age?
Yes, even at this age. Yeah, remember the trainer?
He is freaking lethal.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson, todavía ese tigre, el que se le metió en el medio a Mike Tyson lo noquea.
You just see them coming back.
You just need one. Who? One of those? It's over.
He got balls,
so,
though.
If Jake
That's
Paul
crazy.
Thinks that he's going to, quote unquote, like he said, put Mike Tyson to sleep. My brother, I'm sorry, bro.
No, it's impossible.
You're not going to put Mike Tyson to sleep.
No way.
Either way, I feel...
Even
I'm
if it's an
bet,
exhibition
I'm
fight.
A bet, I'm a bet on that game because Mike Tyson no va a poner su legacy en la mano de él. And para él sería un honor decir, the only person that knocked me out was Tyson.
Jake Paul says, I idolized Mike Tyson until the first time I met him 4 years ago. He called me Logan. I'm going to make sure he knows who I am. Real close and personal. So he called him his brother's name and
I guess he offended. Man, listen, he ain't worried about that. And the real deal is he is a marketing genius.
Yes, he's smart.
That kid is smart.
Very intelligent. You know,
he's brilliant. He's brilliant. I was in his house when we went to his house.
Yeah, that's true. Just say, hey. We was in
Jake Paul and Logan's house.
He gave us clothes.
Some money. The point is, he was promoting something.
That was a lie. You see how men snitch. I didn't say none of that shit. Make sure he's paying the bills at least.
We was out there with work because I thought I was out there.
He was promoting something, and when I saw him, they told him something like beforehand, like hey man, you still haven't done, you know, like that video or whatever. He was like, all right, cool, no worries, you know? And he did it right in his kitchen. And the way he did it was so simple, but it was gravitating. Genius. It was gravitating because he was, you know, he said he just got the watch. He had just got a watch. And he said, oh, man, look at this. I'm wearing this tonight for the whatever special.
He invited us to the party.
And he invited everyone right there just by putting on his watch. The watch was insane with diamonds. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, there was no way.
Tenía los dos Balenciaga grandes, los dos colores. Y se puso un color de cada tenis.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Cuando uno tiene mucho dinero.
Yeah, he did an ill flex. To just, you know, promote this event. And it was like, damn, the way he did that right now, I want to go.
And me and Tommy was out there just with our hands like this, lleno de ropa.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. What you guys were there for?
Manager at the time booked the video. We got a video with Jake Paul.
Oh, my God.
And entonces, a tu edad, I didn't have an idea. I tenía sus ideas, but he needed, like, yo, I need Tommy and Ivan so we could all come together and see qué idea podemos hacer. Yeah. So the idea that we chose was the no socks because it's so universal.
Yeah.
So Jake, ellos querían que sea bien dominicano and there's nothing more Dominican than that. So we was like, yo, that's it. So el video sale after that. Come here, no socks, no socks. And I'm there recording. Tommy in the back is like, dirigiendo la vaina.
That's so much you fun. Know?
And then that's how we got over there.
Wow, that's really cool.
Shout out, shout out everybody that nos lleva para allá.
Yeah, team 10, Team 10. Shout out to Team 10.
El manager, ¿cómo se llama el manager?
So cool.
De tu edad. With the mask. Manager, se me olvidó.
The real.
The real media que nos llevó para allá.
The real media.
The real media nos llamó, pana mío el loco.
Yeah. It's great marketing because believe it or not, it looks official. We're talking about this is going to be July 20th is what I'm seeing here. It's
going to
be on Netflix.
Ooh, I cannot wait. And it's free?
It's free?
Arlington, Texas.
Ahí es que empiezan los problemas.
Ay.
Because ya they took out boxing out of pay-per-view. So la gente de pay-per-view is like, yo, ¿y qué está pasando? Que no están peleando aquí.
Oh,
están yendo para Netflix. Viene el problema. Mira lo que pasó con Ryan García allá.
¿Con quién?
Ryan García.
¿Qué le pasó
Dios
a Ryan García?
Dios mío.
Tiene que se lo llevaron la gente de Illuminati, lo sentaron a ver los hombres, los varoncitos y la vaina. Oh,
I believe everything that man says.
What happened?
Todo.
Tell me.
I guess Ryan García, it looked like his phone was hacked. Ryan had a weird message on his Instagram and people worried about him. Like, yo, this guy looks like a depressing
people be
message.
Worried about millionaires, pa.
Yeah, man. People saying that he's in drugs and all that. I'm like, he is not in drugs. This is for real.
He has made some statements
that is real.
What are the statements?
Well, they took him to the forest. ¿Cómo que se llama that place that is real? People were saying it's a conspiracy theory. It's a forest where like the lights go and they rituals sacrifice. They do rituals. ¿Cómo se llama? I forgot. It's there. The name of the forest. And he was like, yo, they literally tied me up and they made me see videos of little kids being raped and tortured. And he's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't. He was with Andrew Tate. And Andrew Tate interviewed him, and Andrew Tate was like, oh man, Garcia, you better put yourself on mute. Like, you're in dangerous waters. I don't give a shit. They made me watch kids getting raped. Right. I don't give a shit about that. And
oh wow.
Yeah, and I believe that's what rituals are all about. They do make sacrifices, and kids, children, babies are the number one sacrifices. Porque los niños.
Yo, man, yo, mira, ve, yo me di un encojonado una vez con un video. You ever seen that video? That is old already. It's not.
No, hombre, no hablen de eso.
But that video where they were smoking weed and they were blowing the weed at the baby. Oh my God, that shit infuriated me.
Pero es de babies que están fumando, 1-year-old, 2-year-old, que le dan
eso. No, pero ya eso es diferente. Ya,
eso es
chamaquito
tan
fumando.
I'm
talking about going
to
that.
To a baby. They got arrested. Instagram did their thing. They got arrested. They took the baby away and everything.
What about them father, them priests que están haciendo los bautizos? Que le dio la galleta al niño.
Yes, a priest. But hello, did you guys hear about the sleepover? That the father, he put like some sedatives for them to go to sleep.
Yo,
his daughter had a sleepover. And he drugged the daughter's friends.
Bro, ese hijo es su maldita madre, sin haber diablo.
And did what? And touched them?
They tried. So one of they were like dozing off, but they were still awake. So one of the girls described que el papá dragged her to like another side of the bed because they were all sleeping together. Mm. That's what she remembered, that he was dragging her to the other side of the bed. And he was like taking the girls one by one. And then one of the girls texted the mom like, please, mom, I don't feel safe. Please come get me.
Right.
Y thank God nothing happened. But the girls are now speaking forward like what happened, what they felt. Que yo. And the father, he was getting angry because the girls didn't want to drink it. It tasted bad. And he was like, no, drink it, for, like forcing them. It's so sad. Qué vergüenza tu papá haciendo eso. That's
God.
Why I don't believe in sleepovers for white people.
You see,
you
see what's crazy?
Oh, there you go. His wife divorced him?
Good.
Sick.
Good.
Sick.
Muy you know what's crazy? That when I was younger, I could go sleep over, but my sisters couldn't.
Boys are
my sisters couldn't go sleep over nobody's house.
Es que eso nunca se ha visto en la vida latina. Nosotros latinos, nosotros no. Hey, ¿para dónde y para dónde? Tú estás loco. Usted no tiene una cama aquí.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No se hable de ese tema, mao. Usted tiene su cama aquí, coño.
Boys are different porque los, you know, I mean, it could happen to boys, but boys, you know, we're not to be tough and nada, you know.
Yeah,
pero girls sleeping over, then no way. Eso, I would never. Mi papá y mi mamá nunca. They're sleeping over.
That my daughters. You know, they would have like la primita sleepover and you know, the friends, whatever. They would all do little sleepovers, whatever. And when that would happen, yo amanecí afuera. Yo amanecí en la calle.
Qué excusa la tuya, pues, bebé.
Qué difícil,
me la pusiste.
Because they would do like a whole slumber party. Yo no iba a estar ahí en pijama con esa gente.
Yeah, you can't. It's true. My brother, rest in peace.
¿Para qué yo iba a estar ahí?
Yeah, he could never be around when we had like gatherings with girls, and it was more girls than guys.
Yo me iba.
Yeah, my brother, yeah.
Okay.
He couldn't be around. Like,
que le vaya bien con su vaina.
Está abierta. Y lleno de pegue todo ahí. Tenemos visitas, señores. Tenemos visitas, invitados especiales.
Hello, buenas.
Saludos.
Hi.
Okay. Okay.
¿Está buscando a Lincoln?
No. Juan Carlos, te buscan, ya tú sabes. Vinieron por aquí a buscarte.
Pues sí.
Tú sabes, señores, estoy en vivo.
Ay.
Live.
I don't know, no sleepover, that's it.
No sleepover, eso nunca.
Even son hermanos, my sister's kid and my kid, they sleep over my mom's house. But that's the only sleepover they have.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's your house, like, if my kid want to have something in my house, you know, I'll be there, I'll be taking care of them. I trust myself.
But they're family. We're talking about somebody desconocido que tú mandaste de que los hijos tuyos de que para allá.
No, eso
tiene que ser vaina de gente blanca.
That's why people shame. We don't do that.
Eso es gente blanca porque que tú no vas a mandar y que tú. ¿Y quién vive allá?
No va.
No, que ella tiene un hermano, que ella tiene un primo, que nadie va. Usted no va para allá.
My parents would never.
You're not sleeping over there, especially not little girls. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
That's insane how people like feel comfortable doing that. Como que son cosas que la gente hace que makes no sense to me. Like, this make no sense to you, leaving your two daughters in a stranger's house. Just like, doesn't make any sense.
No, you know what? There's slumber parties and there's a whole bunch of stuff. But you gotta know whose house you leaving the kids in.
You don't even know sometimes. Nah. Esa gente pues se ven bien, se ven decente. Nah. Tú crees en tu mente, pero son perverts in closed doors.
No,
que no se puede.
You never could confiar. Tú no puedes confiar en nadie. Es el mar, ese hombre. Mira, priests, lo que los priests hacen.
La reputación que los popes tienen.
Only in iglesia, lo que esos hombres hacen.
Increíble, increíble.
Look at Jared from freaking Subway. Ese hombre.
¿Qué era lo que estaba pasando con ese tigre?
Oh, my God. Disgusting. Vergüenza. Otra vergüenza.
He was doing child porn?
He wanted a sausage in his sandwich.
He had a lot of child porn. Él le gustaba mucho, you know.
La vaina infantil.
Diablo,
loco. Es el segundo tigre. El segundo tigre que coge un comercial multimillonario y lo pierde por vaina estúpida.
Yeah, like,
you remember the guy?
That's insane.
You remember the Dell computers? You see that Dell? You remember the guy? Yeah, gotta have a Dell.
No me diga, algo pasa con él.
Yo, my nigga, yo.
¿Qué pasó?
The dumbest shit.
¿Qué pasó?
He got caught smoking weed, bro.
Nah, come on.
He lost his commercials because he got caught smoking weed. And weed is legal now, bro.
That's crazy.
Smoking weed, bro.
He lost his entire
career. His career. I never saw that guy again.
Wow.
Gotta have Adele.
Yo, you know, speaking about careers, right now, now that the whole Diddy thing is happening, I actually saw a clip of the number one rapper in New York City. Dylan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that
ruined his career. Yeah. Chappelle.
That was the best skit. Joke, though.
Yo, the joke ruined his career.
But I think Chappelle addressed him.
He responded.
Yeah, he said, hey, your career was dead before it started. Like, you know, Chappelle dijo algo, I believe. I think so.
But what should have happened was that guy should have became a ghostwriter for artists if he was so good.
Yeah.
If he had good writing, if he had good songs, if he thought he
but
had...
But like he said, I didn't say that was the hottest rapper. You said I was the hottest rapper.
Right.
Five times. I guess you can only be the hottest rapper one time. Anything more than once, it'll ruin your career.
Bueno, I mean, you know what? He didn't take advantage. Cause he should have had shirts.
Yeah, he should, right?
He should have had fucking tours.
Should have come
Dylan, he should have made a song called
Dylan. Dylan.
Yes,
he should have been like, you heard,
he
heard Chappelle number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Oh my God!
Five shots.
That was really that was iconic.
That's insane.
How you don't take advantage of that?
You get my idea.
I mean, you know, things might change. It seems to me that he tried to bar Trump from a state. In other words, listen, you can't vote for Trump in the state.
No.
Look,
where?
We're looking at...
What state? Not this state.
No, it wasn't
Kentucky.
No, we can't now, right?
No, it wasn't Kentucky.
New York.
I gotcha. I'll look it up. But the good news is, what's happening now is that now he has a chance as opposed to being barred and not having the opportunity to vote. It's about being fair.
Yeah.
So, TikTok is being shut down?
It was in Colorado. A Colorado Supreme Court said, this guy can run, you can vote for him, you can't bar him and say he cannot run. So it looks like,
people
worry about Trump not making it.
He's going to win, man. I'm telling you, it's in the prophecy. Trump is our guy. Okay, we need him.
What if he's the Antichrist?
I won in 3 years, abajo de todo el mundo. But we need him now.
She said, bueno, 3 years, abajo de todo el mundo. But we need him now.
Man, we got no choice. It's Biden or Trump.
I mean, what can I say? You know, we have...
you got to give yourself to God, man. You got to give yourself to God. Uh-huh.
We're going to go to the Christian nightclub. We're going to make sure that we don't pray for times like this to rap like this because Meek Mill right now is not looking good as far as his straightness.
All allegedly,
you know.
I believe that.
Ladies and gentlemen, esa fue otra episodio de La Checha.